Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Demi Moore's memoir, Inside Out. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink everything you thought you knew about her?
Oh, completely. I mean, she was this iconic movie star, the highest paid actress in Hollywood, and underneath it all, she was a mess. This book is so raw and honest. It's almost like reading someone's therapy notes.
Right. And it starts with a childhood that's just devastating. She grew up in a trailer park, her dad left, and her mom was this chaotic alcoholic figure. But the worst part, the secret she carried for decades, is that she was raped as a teenager. And her mom basically sold her for $500.
Yeah, that's the kind of betrayal that shapes your whole life. And you can see how it set her up to believe her worth was transactional. She felt like she had to earn love, that her body was a commodity. That belief just drove her straight into Hollywood.
Exactly. She was hungry, not because she wanted fame, but because she needed to prove she was worth something. She used her looks and her sexuality as a shield, but inside, she was crumbling. She partied hard, got into drugs, and had this early marriage to Freddie Moore that fell apart.
And then came Ghost, and she becomes the biggest star in the world. But here's the thing, she still felt empty. The external validation was like a drug, and she needed more and more to feel the same high. She married Bruce Willis, had 3 beautiful daughters, and on paper, it was a fairy tale.
But in reality, it was a pressure cooker. She was the bigger star, which created this weird dynamic, and she tried to control everything. Because her internal world was a mess. She pushed Bruce away, and the divorce was a public spectacle. For her, it was a private failure.
Then she goes through this reinvention phase, shaving her head for G.I. Jane, pushing her body to the limit. But it was all a facade. She gets into a relationship with Ashton Kutcher, 15 years younger, and she tries to be the cool girlfriend, even though she's dealing with miscarriages and her own demons.
And when that relationship crumbled, she had a complete breakdown. She turned to alcohol and opioids, and there's this terrifying description of her inhaling nitrous oxide from whipped cream chargers just to escape her own mind. She hit rock bottom when she was hospitalized with a seizure.
But the recovery is the heart of the book. It's not a glamorous redemption arc. It's slow, painful therapy work. She had to sit with the pain of her childhood rape and look at her mother not as a monster, but as a deeply flawed woman who was also a victim. She had to forgive, not for her mom, but for herself.
That's what the title Inside Out means, right? She turned her life inside out, stopped performing, and started finding out who she really was. And one of the things that struck me is this idea of the good girl persona. She was cast as the edgy, rebellious sex symbol. But in real life, she was a people pleaser, terrified of conflict.
That contradiction is so relatable. We build a public identity that's the opposite of our private fear. She was acting strong but felt weak, acting independent but was desperately codependent. The book forces you to question your own masks. How much of what we show the world is a reaction to a wound we're hiding?
And her relationship with her body is a whole other thread. From the rape to the objectification in Hollywood, to posing pregnant on Vanity Fair. She admits even that act was complicated. She was trying to reclaim her body, but she was still performing, still seeking approval. It's only now, in her 50s, that she's starting to feel peace with herself.
Yeah, and the book is also a powerful meditation on motherhood. She writes about her daughters with such fierce love, but she also owns up to her failures. She doesn't make excuses. She apologizes to them through the pages. It's a lesson that love and failure can coexist, and that's okay.
The part that got me was when she described telling her daughter Rumor about the rape. The shame she felt about being a bad mother. It's just so honest. She's not asking for sympathy. She's asking you to see the humanity in a woman who's been through hell and is still standing.
And the final takeaway is this message of radical self-acceptance. She spent her whole life trying to be perfect, trying to be loved, trying to be enough. And she finally realized she was enough all along. The love she was searching for was inside her. She had to stop looking for it in the eyes of others and find it within herself.
That's the thing I'm taking away, for sure. The opposite of addiction isn't sobriety, it's connection. She connected to her pain, to her past, and to her true self. She stopped hiding and turned herself inside out. And for the first time, she wasn't ashamed of what she saw.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, a book about becoming whole, not by erasing the scars, but by finally looking at them. That's Inside Out. We'll see you in the next one.